Prioritize saving lives over raising taxes. Californians deserve better. Commentary. If we were to take to the streets of our districts and ask constituents what is more important for the state legislature to pass, a bill that would make it easier to raise people's taxes or a bill that would help end the fentanyl crisis, the answer would be obvious to most. However, those in charge in Sacramento are prioritizing raising taxes over saving lives, and we have the receipts. Fentanyl is a poison. The phrase, "one pill can kill," is not just a catchy slogan, it's a stark truth. California's fentanyl crisis kills 110 Californians each week. Our families continue to be torn apart and our communities devastated. Yet, politics continue to stand in the way of delivering for the people of California to end this nightmare. It is unfortunate that bipartisan solutions can so easily be thrown into a dark room to never again see the light of day. On June 5, we introduced a bipartisan constitutional amendment, ACA 12, also known as Alexandra's Law. It has been waiting to be set for a policy committee hearing ever since. Meanwhile, another constitutional amendment, ACA 13, introduced more than a month later, has already been voted out of committee and is well on its way to being pushed through the legislative process. The impact these measures would have on Californians could not be more different. Alexandra's Law would amend the California Constitution to require courts to warn convicted fentanyl dealers that selling this drug can kill someone. If the dealers continue selling and it results in a death, this first warning would allow prosecutors to pursue murder charges. This is a bipartisan, common-sense approach that has additionally been introduced by one of our Democrat colleagues in the Senate. It has earned the support of a majority of state senators. Alexandra's Law was named after 20-year-old Alexandra Capaluto. She lost her life after ingesting what she believed to be oxycodone, purchasing it from a dealer on social media. Unfortunately, it was not oxycodone. It was 5 times the amount of fentanyl needed to take someone's life. Alexandra lost her life alone in bed, just 2 days before Christmas in 2019. Her family was robbed of her by the evil of fentanyl. Still, even with bipartisan backing, our colleagues across the aisle refuse to allow ACA 12 to have a committee hearing, let alone take this amendment to the voters and let them decide. Then there's the story of ACA 13. This hyper-partisan bill limits the power of the people to pass taxpayer protection measures and makes California's affordability crisis even worse. It is a blatant attempt by Sacramento to make it easier for them to squeeze more money out of California taxpayers' pockets. ACA 13, even though it was introduced much later than Alexandra's Law and did not have bipartisan support, is soaring through the assembly without delay, proving that priorities in the Capitol could not be any further from what Californians not only want, but need, from their representatives. The fentanyl crisis has been met with empty promises, unsuccessful hearings, and other delay tactics from those in power. Assembly Republicans have proposed the California Promise, real solutions to address the needs of regular Californians. Part of this promise to Californians includes tackling the fentanyl crisis and spreading awareness on the dangers of its poison. We are committed to working with our colleagues regardless of the letter next to their name. We are committed to the importance of rehabilitation and supporting individuals to overcome the battle of addiction. We are committed to preventing more deaths and getting fentanyl off of our streets. Alexandra's Law is part of our promise. Alexandra's Law stands with families and victims, and against those selling this poison. It's not the entire solution, but it's a critical part of it. We don't care who gets the credit for solving the crisis, we just want to save lives and stop fentanyl from continuing to wreak havoc on our state. The people of our state deserve to have their voices heard, and Alexandra's Law deserves to be treated with the same urgency as the Democrats' effort to find more ways to increase our taxes.